Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This shiur should be a special schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitel and Simcha ben Echagitel, Baruch HaVetzlach B'chomas HaYedeyem, and Leilu Nishmas, Yob ben Pinchas HaLevi, and Maris Esther Bas Shmuel, and Rabbi Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef. This is based on the Sefer Pachad Yitzchok, Maimer Lamed on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Shein shuva v'yom ha-kippur mechaper mela al averus shemenadam l'chaveru. Aval averus shemenadam l'mokom einu nimchol lo le'olam ad shiratis chaveru v'yishal mimenu v'yishayimchol lo. Shuva and Yom Kippur are only mechaper for averus between man and God. But averus between man and man are not forgiven until a person appeases his friend and asks him for forgiveness. Im lo ratza chaveru l'imchol lo, let's say your friend doesn't want to forgive you. Maybe shuva shel anashim mireyav u'pogim bo mvakshim mimenu. So then you bring a group of friends and they ask him on your behalf. Lo nisratz elahem, if he wasn't agreeable to forgiving you when they asked him, then maybe lo shniv shlishis, you bring another group, a second group, a third group. Lo ratz minicho v'holeich lo, if he doesn't want, you just let him go. V'zeh shalom mochal hu achote, and the person who didn't forgive, he's the sinner. So it's mefurish lehedya, that if after all the ishtadlis, the nifga, the one who was hurt, remains in his position of refusal, the refusal does not prevent kapara from reaching the person who hurt him. Because it says, Lo ratza meinicho v'holeichlo v'zeh shelo machol hu achote, the one who didn't forgive, he's the sinner. But you did what you had to do, so you're off the hook. In Hochas Chovel Umazik, the Rambam writes that a Chovel b'chaveiro, afilu shilem lo kol ha-chamisha dvarim, eino miskaper lo, v'afilu im hikriv kol ha-elei nevoiz sheba'olam, eino miskaper lo, v'nimchol avona ad shivakash min ha-nimchol, min ha-nechbo v'yimchol lo. There the Rambam says that you could pay whatever you have to pay if you harm your friend, all the different payments, tzai ripui, nezik tzai ripui shevis and boshes, and you can bring all their kabbonis in the world. There's no kapara until you ask him for mechila. That's yivakish. It's not enough that he forgive you. You have to be yivakish mechila, and he should be mochel you. As long as he wasn't mochel, there's no kapara. So you need mechila before mamish. And it's not enough for you to do your ishtadlis. So lechora, the Rambam is soser himself. And Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam seems to hold that he doesn't actually need to be mochel you. No, it's not explicit that way, but Rambam seems to say that lo ratza, let him go. Menicho v'holeich lo, and the person who didn't forgive, he's the sinner. So it's mashma that you did what you had to do, you're off the hook. Whereas in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, it's mashma that no, he has to mamish mimochel you. However, after thinking about it, this stira, this contradiction, is really a binyan. And we learn a number of very important halachas from the Lashonos of the Rambam. The poskim discuss the issue of somebody who's mevakish mechila from his friend, that he has to be mefaresh the maise pegia for which he's mevakish mechila. Just like when you say vidu, you have to mefaresh the chait, ben adam lamakom. So too, when you ask your friend for forgiveness, you have to tell him what you did. And this sushtel, this comparison, is not just an example of Perut HaChet, of specifying the Avera. Rather, this comparison is at the very root of the matter. This comparison between Adam HaMakom and HaChavera is at the very root of the matter of Tshuva. The Etzem Chobas Bakoshes HaMechila Ben Adam HaChavera Yesh La'ov Yesh La'mokor B'chobas HaBal Tshuva Ben Adam HaMakom L'spau L'vakesh HaLaslicha. That the obligation to ask mechila from your friend has a source, has a root in the obligation of a baal tshuva in bein adam lamakom to daven and ask for mechila and slicha. And the anshek in Nes HaGedola were misader this bakosha in Shmoneh Esrei. As the Shari Tshuva discusses in the Ikarat Tefillah, that you daven for tshuva. You have to ask Hashem, please, give me slicha, give me tshuva. But But this is all with respect to the very obligation that is incumbent upon the one who hurts his friend to ask for the forgiveness of the one who was hurt. But on the very obligation of asking for slicha, there's another inyan. Because both in Kaparas HaTshuva and in the Kapara of Yom Kippur, this request for slicha is ma'akev the Kapara of the Pogeya legabe Kaparas Shemayim. In the Ben Adam L'Makom Chet that the person did. In other words, if a person hurt his friend and his friend didn't forgive him, so there's going to be no Kapara, not only as far as the Bein Adam L'Chaver aspect of the sin is concerned, but also with respect to God. In other words, a person who was harmed gets to be Kiviyachol Bimkom Hashem. Because Hashem says, all right, I'm on your team. You represent me, so to speak. If you forgive, then I'll forgive. If you don't forgive, I'm not forgiving. So you need to get forgiveness from your friend, and only then Hashem will forgive you. Now, the Ikar HaDin, this halacha, that Kaparas Tshuva and Kaparas Yom Kippur is dependent upon asking slicha from your friend, was explained in two different sources. As we are going to learn. In the Shaar HaRishon of the Shaarei Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Ikar HaShisha Asar, he writes, it's fitting for a Baal Tshuva to appease his friend before the Vidui in order that the Vidui should be accepted. So you see, first you have to appease your friend and then do your Vidui. And at the end of the Sefer, when he finishes talking about the inyan of the different types of kapara, he says that Yom Kippur Eino Mechaper Vein Adon L'Chaver Chifayitz Is Chaver Vim Lo Asakein Kodem Avidu Yitzarach L'Achzor L'Zvados. The Yom Kippur is not Mechaper Vein Adon L'Chaver until you Mechayitz your friend, until you appease your friend. And if you don't do this before the Vidui, then you have to do Vidui again. Because if you did Vidui without being Mechayitz your friend, doesn't work. You have to first appease your friend, and then you can confess your sins. So it emerges from being very careful, a careful reading of the two sources, that with respect to Kaparas HaTshuva, first appeasing your friend and then saying Vidui is a hider, it is a extra special way of doing Tshuva. Unlike Kaparas Yom Kippur, that it's Ma'akev, that it's critical, and you have to do Vidui again. Because it says, V'roi, it's fitting for the Baal Tshuva first to be Mephias' friend and then say Vidui. That's talking about regular Tshuva. With respect to Yom Kippur, the Rabbi Yonah writes that it's Ma'akev. If you're not Mephias your friend first, you have to do Vidui again. So what's the difference between Yom Kippur and regular Tshuva? That regular Tshuva, it's just a nice thing to do to first appease your friend and then say the Vidui. But otherwise, if you don't, you're fine. Hashem Ken Yom Kippur, it's Ma'amish Ma'akev. Why? So the Mahalach is as follows. That tshuva is mechayiv pius, appeasing your friend. Rabbi Yonah writes in the Ikar Tes Zayin that appeasing your friend is included in fixing the wrong that you did. However, we have to explain this tikkun. If you cause your friend a monetary loss, so if you pay him for the monetary loss, you're fixing the harm that you caused. You smashed up his car, you buy him a new car, givaldik. But if you're mitzari your friend, you're mivazi your friend, even after the pius, you might have appeased him, but he still feels that pain. So the idea is that since the appeasement is effective in removing the kpeida, now he's not makbid on you anymore, now he has no right to be upset. You asked him for mechil and he was a mochel. That's also tikkun amuvas. That's also fixing what you did. But that still isn't satisfying because self. Why is the kpeida that now he no longer can be upset at you, why is that like the wrong that you did? that we say that removing the kpeda is removing the harm that befell him. So the explanation is as follows. The mitzvah seseh v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha doesn't only obligate you to love your friend, it also obligates you to be beloved by your friend, because that's the nature of love. That if you love somebody, you also want that person to love you. And therefore, the effort to be loved by your friend is included in the mitzvah of loving. Because if I love somebody, I want that person to love me also. So the effort I expend in getting the other person to love me is also included in the mitzvah of ahava. So it emerges then that when a person does a sin bein adam l'chaveru, he's mevatel the mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kamocha in two ways. Number one, he caused harm to his friend, and therefore he's not an ohev to his friend anymore. If you love somebody, you don't hurt them, and he hurt him, so therefore he's not such an ohev. And number two, now his friend has the right to have a complaint against him. He's able to have a taromes bedin. And now that your friend can be makbid on you, now you're not going to be an ohev anymore. So when you harm your friend, when you hurt your friend's feelings, you're mevatel the mitzvah of being ohev and to be an ohev. You're not a good ohev because you hurt his feelings. You're not a good ohev because now he has a kapeda against you. He has a taromes, he has a complaint. He has a tain on you. And therefore, after you're mefayis your friend, because if he doesn't forgive you, he's called an achzari, he's called a cruel person, he has to forgive you. And if he doesn't, that's his problem. He no longer has the right to have a taina against you. He no longer has taromes. So since he no longer has taromes, that's considered a pius. That pius is considered, a tikkun hamu'uvas. That appeasement is considered fixing what you did wrong. Because what did you do wrong? You gave him a heter taromes. You gave him a right to be angry at you. And by asking him for forgiveness, he no longer has the right to be angry at you. And now you're once again in the category of being an ohuf. So now we return to the din of hakdamas pius chavero lifnei havidui. We return to the din of first being mefayis your friend before the vidui. We said when it comes to regular tshuva, it's a hider. It's a nice thing to do, but if you don't do it, you don't have to say vidui again. So with respect to ikuv, pius is like the other ikrei tshuva that are enumerated in the Shari Rishon of Shari Tshuva. That we, for example, there's you have to daven for tshuva, but it doesn't say you have to daven before vidui. So too, you don't have to be makdim pius levidui. You don't have to first appease your friend before the vidui. But that's only with respect to being ma'akev. But linyan hider, there we judge, we consider the asking of forgiveness and appeasing of your friend as if pius is part of the guf maisa tshuva, and therefore you have to be makdim this to the vidui, because that's what we've been saying, that tikkun hameuvas, fixing what you did wrong of pius, is that you take away from your friend the right to have a taromis against you, and therefore pius is a branch of leaving the sin. Leaving the sin, azivas hachet, means that you are not allowing the sin, the act of sin, to extend itself out of its boundaries for the future. And so too, we understand that as long as in the world there is an outcome of the act of sin that a person did, the Baal Tshuva has to fix it in order that the evil and the harm of the act of sin should remain only in the realm of the past. And the same applies to appeasing your friend. As long as you haven't asked for forgiveness and you haven't appeased the person whom you hurt, there is a heter taromes in his hand. And this heter taromes, this right to have a complaint against you, is part of the evil that is an outcome of the sin. And when you cut off the branches that extend from the sin, that is leaving the sin. That is abandoning the sin. Memela, with respect as well to first appeasing your friend and then saying vidui, the pius is like aziva sachet. If a person's misvade and he hasn't yet left the sin, he wasn't aziva sachet. He's still with that sin. He wants to go weiter with that sin. So he's like a person who's tovel v'sheretz biyado. He's like a person who goes to mikvah holding an impure animal in his hand, and he doesn't become pure. So too, if a person does vidui and he's still holding on to the sin, that's not a good vidui. And that's what pius is. Pius is leaving the sin, abandoning the sin. Pius is an anaf mistaif me'azivas hachet. And therefore, with respect to the hiddur of avodas teshuva, we say that it's fitting that first you should ask your friend for forgiveness and only then say your vidui. Because with respect to the hiddur of avodas teshuva, we consider tikkun hameuvas, meaning being mefayis your friend, that if a person doesn't appease his friend, the sheretz is still in his hand. So in the ideal world, we consider it as if you're still holding on to the sin, if you haven't yet appeased him. You're not literally holding on to the sin, you only hurt his feelings a week ago. You're not literally still doing the sin. You're not planning to do it again in the future. But if you haven't asked him for forgiveness yet, in our ideal world of tshuva, you're still holding on to this sin. The branches of this sin have spread. This person has a heter taromis, that's a bit of after recha kamocha. Therefore, you first have to be mefayis him. And from this we can learn that even though being makdim the pius is na ma'akev the vidui, nevertheless, if bishas have vidui, a person isn't makabel belev to be mefayis his friend, then the vidui doesn't count. Because then he doesn't want to fix the me'uvas. And then the kilkul of the chet is going to be forever. So then it's clear that the sheretz is in his hand. If he's coming to ask his friend for forgiveness after he says the vidui, so then he's not sheretz biyado anymore. But if he's still planning, he's never planning to ask his friend for forgiveness, then that means the sin is always going to remain in the world. This person's a tovel v'sheretz biyada. So it's only with respect to hakdama b'fo'o mamish, of practically first being mefayis and then saying the vidui, there we say that if he's mefayis his friend after the vidui, this pius is mitstarev to the vidui, it joins the vidui, and he doesn't have to be mitzvade again. But if b'sha'as ha'vidui, he doesn't care about fixing what he did wrong to his friend. If b'sha'as ha'vidui itself, if when he says the vidui, he doesn't care about ever fixing what he did to his friend, so that means the sin is still going to be in the world. He's tovel v'sheretz biyado. You can't say that the vidui, you can't say that the pius is mitzdarif to the vidui. It's only if he's planning to be mefayis, then you can say the pius is mitzdarif to the vidui. But if he's not planning a pius, then it's tovel v'sheretz biyado. What type of vidui is this? The evil of the sin is still out there in the world. So this is all with respect to pius binogelek aparas hatshuva. And there we say that the fixing of the pius is that you take away your friend's heter to have a complaint against you. So you were mevatel v'hafta, now you're restoring the via hafta by now being an ohuv, now he can't be angry at you anymore. But with respect to the pius of Kaparas Yom Kippur, there's a different shorish. And that's because Be'itzumo shel Yom Kippur is a Tanai. Lifnei Hashem titaru. It says Lifnei Hashem. Never, if you haven't been mefayis your friend, you have to be mitar yourself before your friend. And if you haven't been mitar yourself in front of your friend, then you haven't been a kind of Tanai of Lifnei Hashem. How are you going to be Lifnei Hashem if you haven't been mefayis your friend? No Lifnei Hashem titaru. Can't be pure in front of Hashem if you haven't purified yourself to your friend. And therefore, it's not shaykh to say that the pius of after Yom Kippur is going to be mitzdarev to the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, only in a place where the pius is tikkun hameuvas, We can say that as long as b'shas avidu he has a kabbalah b'leiv to fix the wrong, to fix the mitakein the mu'uvas, so the tikkun of afterwards can join with the vidui that preceded it. Masha'en ken with respect to the kapar of Yom Kippur, that the pius has come to mekayim the tanai, that the miskaper, the one receiving the kapar of the atonement, has to stand before Hashem without any connection to his obligation towards his friend. So the pius of afterwards doesn't make you a lifnei Hashem now. First you have to mefais your friend, then you can be lifnei Hashem, otherwise you're a person is not pure. And therefore, with respect to Yom Kippur, a person is obligated to first be mefais his friend and then say vidui. And now we understand that benogel kaparas hatshuva, it's only a hither to first ask your friend for mechila. But if you don't, as long as you're planning to ask him for mechila, you're cool. Because that you left the sin, in your heart you left the sin. And that can be mitzdarev, the pius of afterwards can be mitzdarev to the vidui. But if we're talking about Yom Kippur, how are you lifnei Hashem if you haven't been mefayis your friend? So therefore you have to do, it's ma'akev, you have to do the tshuva before. You have to do the pius before. And if you didn't, chozer o mitzvade, you have to say the vidui again. As we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. So it emerges then that the Seder is as follows. The etzem chovas bakoshes haslicha ve'eshtadlus hapius. The fact that you have to ask your friend for forgiveness, we learn from Avimelech. Like we see in the Mishnah at the end of Perek HaChova. That's the etzem bakoshes haslicha v'ishtadlus hapius. That we learn from Avimelech. We've had shiurim about this. But this din that bakoshes haslicha v'ishtadlus hapius is ma'akev kapara, that has two sources that come from two different places. There's Ikuv bin Agela Kaparas HaTshuv and Ikuv bin Agela Kaparas Yom Kippur. Two different categories, as Rav Futner does in Kimat every Maimer in the Pachad Yitzchak. He takes one concept and he breaks it up into two. So he uses Brisker Lamdas for philosophy and Avoda. Is that something? A rarity, but Kishmak. So we, and it's Emes, you have two different Makaros, you have two different Dinim. So there's, here it's Mitbakesh, and he's not making it up. There's Hakdamas hapius, that's a hider in tshuva, and then there's a hakdamas hapius, that's a ma'akev when it comes to kaparas Yom Kippur. And they're both part of a zivas hachet. On Yom Kippur, it's to create a situation of lifnei Hashem. And by your friend, it's about being mitakei in the mu'uvas, not allowing the sin to spread its wings. And that means you have to either take away his heter taromas b'foal, or at least plan to. And then what you ask afterwards is mitzdarev to the vidui of earlier. Now, if a person asks his friend for forgiveness and the person refuses, that's not ma'akev his kaparas hatshuva or his kaparas Yom Kippur, because now you no longer have a chovas hishtadlus. So you did what you had to do. He no longer has a heter taromas against you, and also you're lifnei Hashem as far as Yom Kippur is concerned. However, now we get to a very critical point. Everything we've been saying is all referring to one's obligation to be Mephias' friend, and now where he stands. So if he tries to be Mephias' friend before Yom Kippur, if he's Mephias' friend before Yom Kippur, so he did what he had to do, he purified himself, and now he can stand lifnei Hashem. If he's Mephias' friend before he does tshuva, or he's even planning to, and he does it after he does tshuva, so it's mitzdarev, and the friend no longer has a heter taromis. However, there's another aspect here, and that is that every sin between man and man has two aspects. One aspect of the sin is between man and man, and the other is between man and Hashem. Because Hashem told you not to hurt this person. So, if you're pogea, your friend, then there could be no kapara in Bein Adam LaMakom. Because like we said earlier, Hashem puts it in your hand to be mochel. And until you're mochel, Hashem's not mochel. But let's say you did everything you could to receive mechila, and you sent people to beg him for mechila, and he wasn't responsive. So now, Hashem has no more tainas on you. That's mechaper on the Bein Adam LaMakom aspect. Because now God will forgive you, because you did what you had to do. So the Bein Adam LaChaveiro doesn't prevent the kapara of the Bein Adam LaMakom. Because now you're a Lifnei Hashem mensch. Now you're mitaking the Me'uvas. Now he no longer has a Heter Taromes. However, there's another aspect to sin. And that's the Bein Adam LaChavero aspect. So now we have another two categories, the Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChavero, and there's a Chiluk. If I try to receive Mechila from my friend and he wasn't Mochel me, how can you say that I received Kapara? Before he wasn't Mochel me. So you're right, the person who wasn't mochel is an achzar, he's called a chote, it's all true. But, a huge but, I still didn't receive my kapara. And if I didn't receive my kapara, I didn't receive my kapara. You know what it's like? It's like a person who's chayav a karban. A person's chayav a karban, And he's onus. He didn't bring the carbon. Do you say that he received kapara? No. Before, he didn't bring the carbon. So if he refuses to forgive me, so that's enough to be misalek, the Bein Adam LaMakom problem. Now Hashem will forgive me because I did what I was supposed to do. But as far as hurting my friend, he still didn't forgive me. There's no mechila before. There has to be mechila as far as my friend is concerned. It just doesn't stop the Bein Adam LaMakom, the Bein Adam LaChaveiro, it stops. And that all is explained, this is all included in what we said at the beginning, that what looks like a steer in the Rambam is really a binyan. Because we had two sources. We had one source in Hilchos Tshuva that seemed to imply that you ask him for mechila and that's enough. You just go your happy way. And then we had Hilchos Chov L'Mazik that implies that he has to actually be Mochel Yibafah. And we said it looks like a steer, but it's really not. One is just built on the other. They're talking about two different aspects of tshuva. When it comes to the Bein Adam LaMakom aspect, which is what the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Tshuva, there, in order, the Rambam writes, that ain't shuvi yom kippur mechaper na leverish men alamakom, but leverish men alachavero, you have to be meratzi your friend. And if you're not meratzi your friend, then God doesn't forgive you. But if you are meratzi your friend, even if he's not misratzi, even if he doesn't accept your request for forgiveness, God will still forgive you. That's Hilchos Tshuva. You did your ishtadlis, it's enough. But in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, where the Rambam says he has to be mochel yibafoa, there the Rambam is talking about the Bein Adam LaChaveiro aspect. Ah, the Bein Adam LaChaveiro aspect, he has to actually be mochel. He wasn't mochel. He wasn't mochel. There's no kapara. There's no mechila. So it's really not a steer at all. They work very well. They walk very well hand in hand. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is talking about Benan Lamakom, that Hashem doesn't forgive you until you ask your friend for mechila. There he doesn't have to actually mochel you before, as long as you ask. He asked nicely. He sent three groups of people. You know, Mashiach Kane. When it comes to the Menon L'Chaveru aspect of the sin, if he didn't forgive you, he didn't forgive you. Therefore, he has to be mochel you before. But as far as the Menon L'Makom aspect, to be in a matzav of Lifnei Hashem, to take away your friend's heter taromes, because you did what you were supposed to do, you were metakin what you needed to be metakin, that you have, as far as God is concerned. But as far as your friend goes, if he wasn't mochel, he wasn't mochel. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Chovel Mazik. He has to be mochel before. But in Chovel Tshuva, he's just talking about vis-a-vis Hashem, Hashem forgiving you for the sin ben al-machaber. So Baruch Hashem, a very, very geshmak ha-maimer. And we should all be zocha lumod olam et lishma v'las, l'kaim is called the Reis HaMatoros, v'yahaba, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.